Quantum Physics for Babies. This is a ball. It is above the ground and will fall down. So now it has energy. Energy is what we need to move and do work. This is another ball. This ball is on the ground and will not move. So it has zero energy. All things are made of atoms. Big things, like you and me, are made of lots of atoms. In each atom, there is a nucleus with neutrons and protons inside. Electrons move around the nucleus. Electrons also have energy. The electron further away from the nucleus has the most energy, and the one which is closest has the least energy. Energy is quantized. That means the electron's energy is like a flight of stairs. Each step has its own energy level. The electron on the highest step has the most energy, and the one on the lowest step has the least energy. Just like you and I must stand on some step of the stairs, the electron can be found at only one energy level. We could stand on the lowest step, or the middle step, but also the highest step. But we cannot stand between two steps. It is the same for the electron. It could be at any one energy level, but not have energy between two levels. And it also could not lose all of its energy. The lowest amount of energy an electron can have is not zero. When we move something like our bodies to a higher step, we need energy to lift ourselves. The same is true of the electron. If it takes energy, it will jump up to a higher step. Otherwise, if it wants to go to a lower step, the electron must release some energy. The electron changing its step needs to take or give energy, and the amount of energy is called a quantum. Albert Einstein won the Nobel Prize in Physics for predicting that light, too, is made of quanta he called photons. Now, do you know what the quantum in quantum physics means? Congratulations! Now you are a quantum physicist.